Welcome to the YA podcast, where we explore the highs and the lows of the young adult life from a Christ-centered perspective.
Let's go.
All right, CJ, what's our next question?
Okay, so I do wonder about, just as we look at it like an over-sexualized culture, like, what do you guys think about attraction?
Whoa. Attraction. Should I date someone that I'm not attracted to?
Let's go. I think sometimes how quickly are you asking that question? I think is something that I think about. It's not a non-important question. I think if it's the first question that you're asking, I think that kind of reveals a little bit of something that's important to your heart, maybe possibly a little more than it should be. But I also think that, like, attraction to the right person grows. Like, the more...
That's well said.
Right, yeah. Because I think the more you spend time with them and you get to know their character, and it's a good and a godly character, that person becomes more attractive to you, right? And I can even say it. I remember one of my friends and I went to just a young professional thing for work, right? And we walked into this room and there was this guy who was talking. I mean, he was an attractive guy, and we went over and talked in that group. He was the most cocky, self-centered man I had ever met. And like, the more he talked, I was like, no, you are repulsive, honestly, right? Because I think a lot of it, a lot of it is connected to the character, the part that matters. So I think, you know, I think the question sometimes is, well, they have a really good character, I just don't find them very attractive. Spend some time with them, right? I have had friends who would say that about the guy initially, and then they go on a few dates with him. And the way he treats her, the way that they have conversation, she's like, oh man, I really like this guy. Right. But it might not be there from the very moment you meet them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a helpful perspective to the girl side of thing. When you think about it through the frame of a guy, we are way more visually oriented. And if there was a guy that looked at me and said, I'm dating a girl and I am struggling with attraction, I think, okay, first I'd take you back to scripture, actually, is what I want to do. Psalm 139, the end of it. Search my heart, O God, you know, reveal in me if there's any wickedness in me. Heart motive matters, and it should be the most important thing. And so if God is using things like attraction to reveal that, to reveal my motives are off, and maybe I once was attracted to this person, but I'm not anymore, then okay, there's your answer. Like, probably God is moving you beyond that. But to start a relationship, like, okay, this person's not in a relationship and they're saying, I want to date this person, but I'm not attracted to them, and they're a dude, it's not everything. It's not. And it, as a guy, it could grow, much like Hannah described for a woman. And my wife would say the same thing, where for her, because of our age difference, everything was so wacky. She wasn't even thinking about, like, I looked good, but it grew as we dated more and more. For the guy, I think that's just a way, it's a similar conversation, but it's different. And I think I don't know, Connor, what would you say?
Even when I asked the question, I was curious how you guys would think about it, and you both went to physical. And I guess, like, for me at times, like, attractiveness is so multifaceted. Like, I'm like, my wife, like, Nara, one thing that attracted me was just the way she drew people in.
Yeah.
And so I think like, certainly, like, there's going to be your first impression, which, to your point, Hannah, for that cocky jerk, was physical. But I think, like, what I go back to maybe what you've talked about, Curtis, with relationship, like, specifically, you were talking advocates and mentors, but I also think, like, there's something to be said about being friends before you start dating, because I think attractiveness will deepen, and I think it'll become multifaceted, where it will be intellect, it will be the way I've heard of nurturing as someone who was attracted to their significant other. And so I think, like, although I certainly agree that, like, guys can be certainly visual, I think what I would speak to that guy is maybe not dive into dating right away, but I think I would be I think I would at least be self-aware and honest to say, this person is running hard after the Lord and I need to think about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The person's holistic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying don't ever date that person, but if you're looking at a potential and that's the first thing that comes to your mind, mm-hmm. I think you need to sit down with someone that you love and you trust.
Yeah.
That is wise and process. And I'm not saying don't ever, but for a guy, because I know how our minds think, that's probably a red flag that there needs to be a conversation that you need to have, and you need to be able to reorient to say that physical attraction is not everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that this woman is holistic and she has a mind, body, and spirit that hopefully is loving Jesus with everything. But it's tricky. It's unique.
But I think Luke would have some similar thoughts to you, CJ, on that, because we were friends first, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, to a lot of other guys, maybe I was intimidating for X, Y, and Z, right? But because Luke and I were friends for a little while, he told me later, he's like, I love that you had an established life and you were living it and you were joyful. And he's like, I just kind of want to enter in that with you, right? So he was attracted to that part as well, which made it very different, right? Because he saw that and was like, ooh, I want to get to know you more because of that. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was, for me, really sweet to see, because that was very different than any other dating relationship I had ever had too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
So maybe like fast forward a little bit, let's say you're in a relationship and I think specifically that's something that we've seen. I think in my experience of attending church my entire life, it seems like Christians marry fast. And I would just be curious if you guys, what your thoughts on that, your opinions, your advice, your encouragement, because I, on one hand, I certainly think there is, from a purity standpoint, there's wisdom in that, but I would say from my own story and experience, sometimes I've just ran too fast after marriage when I don't think I necessarily assessed myself nor my relationship well. Mm-hmm. What do you all think?
I think part of it comes back to something you mentioned is community, right? And I do think age factors in, right? If you are 18 and just starting college and starting dating, likely getting married in 6 months would be a bit of a challenge, right? You know, not that it can't be done, but there would be more challenges that you would have to overcome and figure out. I think, you know, in our case, we were in our 30s, right? So we dated for 5 months and we're engaged and then we're planning our wedding. But even in that, even in which some people would maybe label as quick, we also sought counsel in that and we're open to that. You know, like Luke, first person that Luke went to is talk to his dad. Right. Mm-hmm. And his dad was like, you know what? You both are running in the same direction. You're both running after the Lord. So like there was confirmation and affirmation through the community and the people that knew both of us really well. And we even talked about that. Had that been different, we would have paused and tried to figure out why that was. So I think it varies so much on the couple, on where they're at, on what you're going through. But I do think it helps to have godly community speak into your life to help you maybe be balanced in that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that there's one perfect answer to this question because of how stories vary. But I do think to generally answer the question, yes, there is a hype in the American church to really speed up Christian dating to get to the finish line, the quote finish line, which is marriage. And when you start to see holiness as the goal versus marriage, you start to understand that holiness is a lifetime of work and sanctification is a lifetime of running after Jesus and his word and letting him renew your mind and your heart daily. And so, I think there's just an infatuation with dating, with marriage that just leads to an unhealthy speed. And there is a purity culture or that has fostered in that the answer for impurity is marriage. And hot take, I'm not quite sure that that's what Paul meant when he's like saying, if you're burning, then marry. Okay, I'm up for discussion. I know that. But again, we have things like 1 Thessalonians 4:3, God's will is for you to be holy. So stay away from all sexual sin. Well, for me to just get married while I'm in sexual sin is not going to that's not holiness. So mm-hmm. Do you track with where I'm going?
It doesn't switch overnight just because you got married.
And again, things like how fast we communicate with people and how deep we can go so quickly now in the 21st century. Like I am just emotionally giving myself over to this person so quickly and so fast. And all of that is not actually helping you become more like Jesus.
I think if purity is your only motivation, it's too fast.
Sure.
I think it's way too fast.
Sure.
I think to your hot take, I think I would agree. I think it can be part of the conversation though. I don't think it should be the sole thing.
Yeah. I would totally agree.
Yeah.
And again, everyone's story is wildly different. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to speak in necessarily like blanket terms. But I think
you have to answer the question, why do you want to get married, and give a substantial answer to that? Like an honest one, not just the churchy answers that you've heard.
Yeah.
You know, but why do you want to get married? And why do you want to get married specifically to this person? And being able to have a lot to say about that besides just the purity factor.
A lot of young adults don't even know how to answer that question, if I'm honest, which is okay. That speaks to the immaturity and youngness of us as young adults, to where we are. Again, you're discovering yourself in this season of life, who you are, and how you relate to your walk with the Lord and all of, and how you relate to other people.
Yeah.
And so if you're, why do I want to marry this? Well, she's the best person that I've ever met, or she, she's the best looking, or I wasn't expecting her and here she is. And I'm like, okay, that's great.
Totally.
But that's not like marriage material.
Well, and I remember as a girl often like, what are the characteristics that you're looking for in a guy and all of those things. I'm not saying that's a completely wrong question, but when I was in my singleness, I realized I need to flip that question on myself. Like, what are the characters that I am striving, the disciplines, the things that I'm doing in my life that, Lord willing, will make me a good partner for someone? Mm. That was something that I could invest in. That was something I could talk to the Lord about. And that's actually probably a much healthier place for me to start in my early 20s than trying to figure out, you know, what exactly I was looking for in a guy too.
Yeah, you guys might have to refine this and unpack this if I'm not making sense, because I want to be clear on this. I would say in my story, there were times where I was running towards marriage and sometimes pulling the relationship that way, even though we as a couple weren't ready. Mm-hmm. And what that manifested in was oftentimes a breakup. I guess all the time it was a breakup. What that resulted in was sanctification. What that resulted in was growing more holy. And so I think, like, although marriage is not the finished product, I definitely think like God is going to be glorified in it. Like he is going to, to refine you and sanctify you for his glory. And so I think to your point on like how a young adult should answer that question, like, that's why I almost want to say again to the single of the encouragement thing is like, God will be glorified by your life.
And he's going to sanctify you too.
Yes.
Like, and I think that's where we think like, the marriage is not that only thing that God wants to get glory from in your life. And so let him do his work in your heart.
I can say that looking back on things, how much I needed that for my walk with the Lord, like that. You know, I grew up in the church and I was the rule following kid. I was never the rebellious type. I never had that kind of story, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think early on there was this element with the Lord of like, I mean, I'm following you. So, so why is this not happening? I thought if I kept following you, this would fall into place. And the Lord really challenged me, right? That's not God's goodness. It is not following a formula. And then he'll give me these blessings. I could never, and I got to the point, you know what? I will never deserve marriage. God does not owe me marriage. He does not owe me a family. Mm-hmm. But that was actually a really healthy point for me to get to as a single person and get to walk through that with the Lord. And, you know, even my dependence on the Lord grew in such a deep way in my singleness, because it was me and the Lord so much of life. And yes, I had those, like I had great family, but even those holidays when we'd all get together and then everyone would go home with their families and I would go home to my house, right? Mm-hmm. Those were hard moments. Like I cried on my way home in those moments. So it wasn't easy, but I also look back at that. And every time, you know, I would have one of those days and just cry it out with the Lord, there was also like a hope that grew the next morning, you know? And, and I had godly people like my big sister in my life that'd be like, it is hard. You get to grieve it. But then also after you grieve it, go and serve somebody, which was really good counsel because you get to grieve the hard things. And I will always say that to single. I will never say, buck up, you'll be fine. Like, it's hard. You you can grieve that.
Yeah.
But also there's a difference between grief and complaining, right? And so grieve it well with the Lord and then be like, okay, but God has given this to me. What can I do right now? And there's a lot of joy that comes from serving that. All that to say, my years of singleness were significantly sanctifying, right? In those years, God did not waste those years. And it wasn't something that I was just in holding pattern for all those years.
Yeah, I go back to Curtis mentioned this podcast a couple weeks ago. And so I went and listened to it. It was Lecrae was interviewing Jacquiel Perry. And she was just calling out the things that are of the fruit of the Spirit and the things that are not. And I think it's the same quote that you had a couple weeks ago, which is, you know, marriage is not a fruit of the Spirit. Like, that's not what you're called to do. And I think ultimately, like, God's going to be glorified again in your singleness. I think in marriage, in dating. But I also think, like, and this has been a huge part of my story, which is just breakups. Like, I think God will be glorified in those and he will refine you.
Breakups are hard.
Yeah.
They're not easy, but I think it's important to say that breaking up is okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's hard, but it's okay. And that's why maturity matters, because I think a lot of times the immature breakups are like the really, really bad ones. Mm-hmm. But if you walk into a relationship understanding where you are spiritually, where you are emotionally, you can walk away from a breakup, I think, without complete and utter devastation. Is it still going to be hard? Yeah. But I think you can do that. And if you're asking, like, if you're the person saying, should I break up? Should I not? I would always say sooner versus later is going to help you. Right. And that's what maturity says. It brings that in you.
Well, and I think even in that question, if you're debating that, you know, I think again, even like a helpful question my mom would give me is like, are you better for the Lord with that person or apart from that person?
Yeah.
That can help clarify a lot. Like, does your heart for the Lord grow? Do you get more excited for things about the Lord when you're doing life with that person? Or is that relationship dulling your heart for the Lord? And is it making you more apathetic? Or is it making, you know, all of those questions that I think, you know, I'm pretty sure Mark Vance told a long time ago, it's like, do the things that fuel your love for Christ and stop doing the things that dull your heart for Christ.
Yeah.
And I think you can look at a relationship and you can tell pretty early on if it is in that trajectory of like helping you grow and encouraging those things, or it's detracting from that.
Yep. Yeah. And it's a great opportunity to pray, to get on your knees and to fast and to, you know, all get in the Word and all of those things that should be a part of our life on a daily basis.
And you speaking, let's say you have to break up with that person.
Yeah.
Doing it obviously kindly and carefully, but still speaking those words in truth and in love could be exactly what the other person needs right now in their life to hear. Now, they may not respond well in the moment. That's always a possibility with it, but you never know how God might use that in their life if you have the courage to be honest.
Yeah. Communication is a big deal.
Yeah. Clarity and honesty, I think, are always a thing to be seeking in dating and a relationship. Is if you're always seeking clarity, you're always seeking honesty at every stage, I think is healthy.
And community.
Yeah, I was going to repeat myself and say community.
Breaking up should not be done, I don't think, alone.
No. Mm-mm. No. I think people should know you and observe you and offer their feedback as well. Hannah, I would just ask, like, would you mind just giving like just your word of encouragement to the YA community? I just would love, as we conclude, just your thoughts.
I think my heart probably goes out more to the singles than the dating, to be honest, just because that is so much of my story. You know, I had a short dating and I'm 6 months into marriage, so I have a whole lot to learn about that. But I think it echoes a little bit, I think, of what I said, but wrestle through it. And if it doesn't feel like a gift right now, that's okay. You get to tell the Lord that. You get to go to the Lord and say, this doesn't feel like a gift. I really don't like it right now. But with open hands and be like, but I would like to. Can you show me how? You know, even as Pastor was talking about being poor in spirit, right? Just being desperate for the Lord to work. And I think, you know, asking the Lord, could you give me some things to walk in to help me with this, or some specific things, or grow my walk with you in such a beautiful way in this season. But I think singleness is not, it's not second rate, you know,
and
you're not doing anything wrong because you're single, and you don't have to seek it out. Even though you want a relationship, you don't have to seek really hard for it. Mm-hmm. I think the beauty of, you know, even the beauty of even my own story, I wasn't looking for it. Mm-hmm. I was just living life, and that's how God worked. And I think a lot of, even then, I think that brought probably confidence and assurance to the relationship, because it was something that God clearly, you know, brought. But I would also say, invest your prayers well in your singleness, because I did have a lot of years mm-hmm. to pray about that. And in different seasons, I had different prayers about, you know, could it be someone that I know? Like, I don't really, you know, want to be set up. I was honest with the Lord. I was like, mm-hmm. I would really love it to be somebody that I know. I would love for you to work in such a way that not like just me, but everyone could clearly see your hand in this relationship.
Yeah.
I would love for it to be someone who repents, right? Those were just different prayers that I prayed over the years, and not even every day by any means. They were just pockets of it. Mm-hmm. But then, like, when God brought Luke into my life, like, I started to be reminded of those prayers that I had prayed over the years. I was like, oh, like, God was listening all those years. Like, he listened. You know, Psalm 56:8 talks about how he keeps our tears in a bottle. You know, God cares about your tears. God cares about the struggle. But the more you pour it out, like, the more your relationship with the Lord is going to go closer. And if he does have marriage for you, you're going to be a much better helpmeet to that person, because you've been investing those times with the Lord. So none of it is a waste. I think it's just wrestling mm-hmm. through it well. But I think praying both and, you know, pray the prayers for God to bring that right person. Don't. And sometimes it's hard, though. I'll be honest. Sometimes I just wanted to give up on it. I'd be like, this is too hard to pray. I don't really want to pray about it anymore. Yeah. But I had people in my life praying with me and praying. So have those people in your life, but also pray about, okay, with those open hands, what can I do? Because mm-hmm. I'm single. You know, there's so much that the YA community can do precisely because that. I mean, I had prayers even about missions and things, and I got to do a lot of different things, even with missions, because of the singleness that God gave me, you know? So it can be a gift. It's something to wrestle through. Like, don't feel like it's like, ugh, I have to like see it as a joy. It's something you wrestle through, but God can use it in such a way. And then I think when God does bring that right person into your life, you'll be able to see it too, because you're close with the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. And Spirit does lead. And so I think, I don't know, that's my encouragement. Singleness is a gift. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always seem like it, but God can use it in such a way if you're willing to let him use it. Mm-hmm.
Just want to thank you too for jumping on this. And I just want to thank the YA community.
Yeah.
Because I know that these can be difficult conversations. Mm-hmm. But I think it is just an emphasis to live in community, to be known and to be seen.
And we are definitely saying go date. Like, yeah,
for sure.
I don't want that to be confusing. Yeah. I think we, as leaders, we walk a fine line of speaking the truth in love. And I hope that we do a good job of tilting the diamond on its side, so that you can kind of see a different side of it and mm-hmm. see that it is a big thing that you are doing, but we want you to do it well to the glory of God. And like, go date.
Yeah. I mean, God used you and Lisa in the talk that you guys, I don't know, it's like a year and a half you guys did in YA, and we talked about it, right?
Yeah.
And you did your hot takes on like different things you do, right? Mm-hmm. But it was probably a month later when Luke asked me out, and I was surprised by it, right? I didn't give him a direct answer right away, right? So he left my house with not a clear yes or no. But I was sitting on
my
couch.
That was one of my hot takes, wasn't
it? I know,
it
was. That's
Hannah,
what
you weren't listening.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Let me finish my story.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was sitting on my couch, and the Spirit brought that conversation to mind, and I was like, oh man, I didn't give him a clear answer. I was like, because that was your point to the girls.
To the girls, give a
clear answer. So then I called him right when that clicked. And then I told him that I would be open to figuring this out. Aww. But God used that conversation because the Spirit used that because I needed it because I got nervous and I didn't know, yeah. you know, but it was just, it was.
It's honestly, it's one of the best joys to walk through relationships mm-hmm. with people.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love that part of my job. Mm-hmm. But I think too, you have to balance that in the weight that it holds and what we're working towards is marriage, which is a weighty thing. And, we mm-hmm. just, sometimes it just gets over glamorized or whatever that word I want.
Yeah. Marriage is beautiful, but very hard.
But hard.
Yeah.
And it is a holy covenant. And, mm-hmm. and so it is worth it. And it is all that, but it's work. Mm-hmm.
Work.
Yeah. Yeah. It is work.
This is good.
Yeah.
I love you both.
We love you.
Thanks for joining us on the YA podcast. We love that you're here. YA is a ministry of Saylorville Church in Des Moines, Iowa. Follow us on all major social media platforms. Hope you can join us again next time.